The 7-member Mining Investment and Local Impact Fund Board has representatives from the mining area. What this board won't have is a tribal representative. It's up to the Great Lakes Intertribal Council to appoint someone. This week, Intertribal Council Director Mike Allen says they decided it wouldn't do any good.
There was really no need for it. They felt like they didn't want to be like a token Indian with this thing.
Allen says it was a consensus vote. They want the EPA and federal government involved.
And had them start questioning it, and you know, so they can put a stop to this and see what kind of damage this mine can do for not only the tribal people, but the state of Wisconsin. I mean, we're going to lose this forever.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe stands to take the brunt of impact from what would be the largest iron ore mine in North America. Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says since they are downstream from it, tribal leaders must protect the air and water and the ability to hunt, fish, and gather.
Number one, they're non-negotiable. And number two, their trust assets that even the U.S. government understands that we need in place in order to survive into the future.
Wiggins says this committee will not have manna from heaven, only breadcrumbs.
These communities are sitting there being led down a slaughterhouse canal, and the state's just watching idly by.
He says the best option for jobs is farming and food cooperatives in that region. Meanwhile, a spokesperson from Governor Walker's office says the seat will remain vacant, and they'll continue to work with the tribes. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.